What is up, Arisen Nation? It's Sam here, and I'm bringing you a midnight session of the Arisen podcast.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm super stoked right now to bring you a late night edition or a midnight edition on the Arisen Podcast. I'm currently walking from... I just got back from a networking, a networking event in East Legon, and I'm heading back home. And I just wanted to share, some form of a spotlight moment, or an aha moment, if you will, or whatever you call it, the moment where something clicked in your mind, right? So that's what I'm looking to share with you, and hopefully it gives you that, it gives you some form of value, right? Because that's what these episodes are for. So let's jump right into it. And so what I want to talk about today is about resilience, right? Resilience. Now, why is resilience even important? Why is it something we have to even think about in the first place, right? So with this network marketing, it's not a network marketing, sorry, it's a networking event, right? So it's kind of like an event where, there were big stars on there. There was Bella Mundi, there were, some GH1, presenters, there were a couple big hits, here and there on there. But the reason I attended this event was basically, to network, right? And I think the program, the event organizers did a pretty good job by, what they did was, I was super, super late. I don't want to go into the story of why I was late, but I was super late. I think they had started an hour and half, and then I joined them later. But basically, when I got there, they were in the breakout sessions, and the breakout sessions was very simple. It was like, there were different, people who were thought leaders, people who are already in the game and who are doing stuff, right? Different CEOs here and there who are doing their own thing and making it big, right? And so what they did was they did a breakout session where we all divided ourselves into different small groups, and then each of us had that pep talk, if you will, or that's conversation time where you could ask personal questions, of course business related, or anything for that matter, as long as you feel it's beneficial to you, or whoever was responsible could be able to give you some answers, right? But basically that was it. And one question someone asked was that we're talking about how people, how you have to build that resilient character in yourself so that you can be able to withstand all forms of rejections, because in this lonely route of this entrepreneurship journey, we all know how rejection is, like it just comes like that, you have to be used to, right? But this question was specifically on the fact that how much do you have to, how much do you have to endure, that's the word, how much you have to endure in order to get your next big hits. We all know this, we all know that for the big people who have made it big, most of them have been able to endure lots of different forms of rejection over and over and over and over again. And we all know that is what we should do, that is what we should be doing. But what we tend to realize is that in reality, in theory, you have to endure and all that. But when it comes to the reality on ground where, you are tested, you're actually tested, like you're being rejected for something that you were so anxious that you are going to get, right? You're, and all those things, right? And And so that was a question. And I don't think the guy who was responsible for answering the questions did a good job at it. And so, but I also didn't want to jump in as, you know, the person who knew it all, because, you know, first of all, I was new to the group. Secondly, I was very late, right? And so I didn't want to make the impression that, oh, you know what? Oh, here comes the all-knowing, you know, person, right? But then I feel that, you know, for a while now, I've been able to build that thing. And what I've realized is that, you know, if you think of this whole endurance thing as a muscle, right? Everything becomes very clear now, right? If you think of it as a muscle, what do I mean by that? Now, if you're someone who works out, or if you're someone who has ever tried to work out before, what happens during the first day of your workout? You become so sore. You become so sore to the extent that, like, you dread not to go to the gym any longer, or you dread not to go do the workout again, especially if it was a very rigorous one that's, you know, actually went into your system, right? What you realize pretty quickly that you would resent the whole idea of going the following day, right? But if you look at, you know, people who have the big, you know, muscles, those who have gone through, you know, this workout regime and have this sexy body and all that, you know, for the guys and for the ladies and all that, you realize that if you talk to them, what they had to do, the underlined word here is had, right? What they had to do was to endure the pain. Nobody said it was going to be difficult. I mean, nobody said it was going to be easy. They knew it was going to be difficult, but what they did, regardless of it, was to endure the pain. And with enduring the pain, what happens is that this is where the magic happens. With enduring the pain, you, let's say you have a 5-day week workout regimen, right? The first week is going to be super sore. It's going to be super terrible that you'd resent of ever making the decision to go to the gym, right? And then a week after, 2 weeks after, what happens is that you don't really feel the pain that that was associated with it in the first place. Like, you don't really feel it. You still feel the pain, all right, but you see that you can endure the next form of pain, right? And then for each level of pain, you have a different level of resistance to build. What am I trying to say here? Why am I going into workout here and there and all that? What I'm trying to say is that the building a resilient character, this is something that we need to do. We need to do regardless of whatever we are doing, because mind you, as long as you are going into something that that would benefit you, you would definitely have challenges. You are going to have the rejections. You are going to have the crying moments. You are going to have the moments where, you know, everything breaks right in front of you. You are going to have moments where you dread for not ever starting this in the first place. But here's what I want to tell you. What I'm here to tell you is that just think of it as a muscle, right? Just imagine you in the workout, I mean in the gym, right? Trying to build some muscle. Just think of it that way. Then everything becomes a little bit simpler for you, because if you know you are building a muscle, then you need to endure the pain. And after enduring the pain, the muscle becomes tougher that it can resist any form of, you know, further pain or any consequent pain that comes afterwards, right? So that is where I'm driving at. This is where the episode, you know, it's all about. It's about realizing that building a resilient character is all about thinking of it as a muscle. If you're able to build it very properly, like how you would work out, everything becomes simpler. But, you know, one thing I've also realized is that sometimes, you know, if you go to the gym, right? Go to the gym, you are working out and all of that, and you know, maybe you are doing a rep, right? For those who are those who do work out a lot, right? You are doing, let's say, 10 reps for a squat, right? For a squat, you are squatting 10 times. Those who don't understand the terminologies here and there, but basically, you are squatting 10 times. What happens is that if you squat when you squat the first five, you don't really feel the pain, right? But when you get to the eighth one, the ninth one, the tenth one, what typically happens is that that's when you dread for not finishing. I mean, that's when you actually try to make the decision not to finish up the 10. That's when you make the decision of not finishing up the 10. And that is where the real muscle gain is, right? And typically what I've realized is that whenever you are looking, whenever you are in that position of, you know, almost giving up when you are, I mean, you're trying to give up when you are almost at the finish line, is that when you have someone working out with you, have you realized this? When someone is working out with you, you tend to work out the more, or you have more, you know, energy, and you have more will to push, regardless of how much pain, versus you actually doing it all by yourself. So imagine this, you go to the workout, you go to the gym, right? You're squatting with somebody, right? Squatting with somebody, and then you get to the eighth rep and you want to give up, but then your friend or your workout buddy is also doing the eighth one, also feeling the pain. You are sharing that same pain with that person. What typically happens is that you tend to complete that the mission you have at hand, and the reason is because someone is also sharing that pain with you. If you are doing it by yourself, it's going to be super challenging, right? That's why, you know, most people recommend that you work out with a friend, so you can be able to build that, you know, rapport between yourself and challenge yourself, and then be able to stay in the game, right? Where am I driving at? With this, where I'm driving at is that associate yourself with people who are just like you. People, if you are a business owner, associate yourself with people who are also business owners, right? If you are whatever, like you are a banker, you are yearning to, you know, strive hard, right? You are yearning to get ahead of the game. Find people around you, or if they are not around you, find them. Find people who have the same goals as you, and try to associate yourself with them, because typically what happens is that they are also more than likely going through the same pain that you are going through. And if your mind is able to see that people are going through the same pain as you, what typically happens? You can be able to endure. And with endurance, we know it's going to build up the muscle, the resilience muscle we talked about earlier on. And that way we can be able to resist the further pains, the consequence pains that comes afterwards. And then ultimately we can be able to reap our results and our, you know, rewards that we have always wanted, which is, you know, hitting it big. And that would come as a result of, you know, rebuilding our resilience muscle. I hope this episode was helpful. So please, what I want you to think through is that think of having that endurance or the resilience character as a muscle. If it's a muscle, then you know the first few weeks are going to be super challenging, and that would mean you actually, you know, enduring the pain so you can suffer the next subsequent pain. Then you find yourself around people who are also going through that same pain as you, so you can be able to resonate with them and ultimately get to the goal together. Hope this episode was helpful. If yes, please leave us some, you know, ratings on iTunes and SoundCloud. It'll be so helpful. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen. Ooh, wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the five people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I've made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana, and to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote their products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number pairing to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community, so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Live Online.
This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You want to join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlife.online. www.livingthearisenlife.online. And I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.